FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bysine with your main agriculture stories. Central South Africa has recently experienced a high number of veld fires, destroying hundreds and thousands of hectares of agricultural land. This devastation led to an idea by the Douglas-based pastor, Mark Southey, to extend invitations to farmers and community members across South Africa to the farm Voorspoed, southeast of Douglas, in the Northern Cape, for a mass prayer session. Southey tells OFM News that evangelist Angus Buchan will lead the event, scheduled to take place on Wednesday, October 13th, from 12 o'clock midday to just after 2 o'clock. Southey says the aim of the initiative is to bring farmers and community members from all walks of life together to pray and listen to a message by Buchan.
This is a prayer day for all farmers that are affected mostly by the veld fires. We've lost 155,000 hectares due to veld fires. And one morning while we were fighting fires, I realized that only God can help. And that was the birthplace of this prayer day. So what we did then is we contacted Uncle Angus and invited him to come. So we're really hoping that people will rock up and stand together in prayer, not just for the veld fires, but for our country in general.
More information can be found on the Facebook page Frog Church Douglas. The South African Weather Service has issued a warning of extreme high fire conditions for the Northern Cape, Western Cape, as well as parts of the Eastern Cape. The Weather Service warns that conditions are such that the fire index will be above 75. It states that under these conditions, fires may develop and spread rapidly, resulting in damage to property and possible loss of life. Furthermore, the Weather Service issued weather advisories for Garies and Alexander Bay in the Northern Cape, stating that extremely high temperatures can reduce a human's ability to cool their bodies through sweating, which can be a real threat that leads to hyperthermia. Animals and people can develop, among other things, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and become dehydrated. OFM News recently reported that temperatures in Bloemfontein are expected to reach 35 degrees on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, as is Kimberley with 36 degrees on Wednesday. Potchefstroom and Rustenburg in the northwest can expect maximum temperatures ranging between 34 and 36 degrees towards the end of the week. And farmers around the world are being celebrated on Tuesday, the 12th of October, for their dedication and contribution to the economy of their respective countries. The president of the World Farmers Organization, Dr. Theo de Jager, says that International Farmers Day is a celebration of the oldest profession in the world and the biggest profession in the world. He adds that there is not a country in the world that can be fully functional without the support and work of the agricultural sector and farmers. De Jager says that farmers form the core of every economy and should be celebrated accordingly, adding that there are small things people can do to celebrate farmers. And these are our main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysime.
Read more on ofm.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.